Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, In Influence, New and Expanded, The Psychology of Persuasion. Robert B. Cialdini combines decades of empirical research with compelling narratives to unravel the complex mechanisms underpinning influence and persuasion. This expanded edition elucidates how these principles apply not only in business and professional environments, but also in personal contexts, making it an indispensable guide for anyone seeking to understand or wield the subtle power of persuasion. Cialdini, a noted psychologist and pioneering researcher in the field of influence, distills the science into six key principles that drive human behavior, providing readers with actionable insights to become more persuasive or to resist manipulation in various aspects of life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the principle of reciprocity. The principle of reciprocity is based on the human tendency to return a favor. According to Cialdini, this mechanism is deeply ingrained in human psychology, compelling people to reciprocate acts of kindness or gifts even if they are unsolicited. This principle is a powerful tool in influence and persuasion because it can create a sense of indebtedness, motivating people to comply with requests or offers from those who have given them something first. In professional settings, this might take the form of providing valuable information, services, or small gifts as a way to foster goodwill and encourage reciprocal generosity. Understanding this principle can help individuals navigate social and professional interactions more effectively by knowing when and how to invoke the power of reciprocity. Secondly, the principle of commitment and consistency. The principle of commitment and consistency highlights the human desire to be seen as consistent. Once we make a choice or take a stand, we are under internal and external pressure to behave consistently with that commitment. Cialdini explains that people can leverage this principle by first securing a small, initial commitment that aligns with the larger behavior desired. This sets the stage for consistent actions in the future, making it more likely for individuals to agree to bigger requests. In applications ranging from marketing campaigns to social activism, understanding this principle helps in designing strategies that encourage people to commit early on, thereby aligning their future behavior with that commitment. This section dives deep into the mechanics of how commitments are formed and how they can be used to influence behaviors in a predictable way. Thirdly, the principle of social proof. The principle of social proof is rooted in the idea that people look to the actions and behaviors of others to determine their own. It is a powerful form of influence because it plays on the human instinct to conform to group behavior. Cialdini discusses several instances where social proof can be harnessed to persuade people, such as using testimonials or showing popularity to boost product sales. This principle also has deeper implications in social dynamics and decision-making processes, where the perceived actions of a majority can significantly influence individual choices. This segment explores various scenarios where social proof operates and offers insights on how to leverage it in both personal and professional contexts, emphasizing the importance of authenticity and relevance in its application. Fourthly, the principle of authority. The principle of authority stems from the human tendency to comply with the requests or follow the opinions of those viewed as experts or authority figures. This principle is extensively used in persuasion strategies, where the endorsement or advice of a recognized authority can significantly sway opinions and decisions. Cialdini delves into the psychological underpinnings of this principle, discussing how symbols of authority, such as titles, uniforms, or expertise, can enhance the persuasiveness of a message. This part of the book provides a nuanced understanding of the concept of authority, differentiating between true expertise and mere symbols of authority, and offering strategies for both establishing one's own authority in a field and critically evaluating the authority of others. Lastly, the principle of liking. The principle of liking reveals that people are more likely to be influenced by those they like. Cialdini explains that factors such as similarity, compliments, and cooperative efforts can increase likability and, by extension, the power to influence. This principle has profound implications for interpersonal relationships and professional interactions, suggesting that building rapport and genuine connections can significantly enhance persuasiveness. This section discusses tactics for increasing one's likability and strategies for utilizing this principle effectively, whether in negotiations, sales, or everyday interactions. The emphasis is on authentic engagement and fostering positive relationships to create a conducive environment for influence. In conclusion, Robert B.B. Cialdini's Influence, New and Expanded, The Psychology of Persuasion, is an essential read for anyone looking to understand the psychological principles that guide human behavior in the context of influence and persuasion. From marketers and sales professionals to leaders and individuals seeking personal growth, this book offers valuable insights into how persuasion works and how to apply these principles ethically and effectively. The expanded content enriches the reader's understanding of these mechanisms, making it a more comprehensive guide than ever before. By learning the strategies outlined by Cialdini, readers can improve their persuasive capabilities or defend themselves against manipulation in various aspects of life, making it a beneficial addition to any personal or professional library. If you would like to support Robert B. Cialdini, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.